Hey guys, Nick Girosos.
Dr. Andrew Steinberg.
And welcome to another episode of...
Have the balls to talk about
have
it.
Have the balls to talk about it. And this week's episode...
We should talk about have the hairy balls to talk about
it. Have the hairy balls to talk about it. This week we're going to talk about this. Now I'm looking straight in the camera when I'm going to do this. Because the truth is I've done podcasts before and every time, and I have a few where I'm not wearing my hat. And then I see the light of the camera and I see my bald head.
Are you sure you're not seeing the light reflecting off my head onto yours?
Yeah, we're both like, and it doesn't make me, and I want to talk about it openly. It doesn't make me to the point, I mean, I'm not embarrassed. It doesn't make me to a point that I'm like insecure that I'll go out and wear a cap. But I will wear a hat when I'm in this type of lighting, this type of setting. Even when you do have the balls to talk about it.
Yeah.
We did one skit, Andrew, and I'm in the bathroom and you could see my bald head in the back and it bothered me. So today we're going to talk about, I'm getting hair transplant done. We'll talk about the difference between FUE, FUT, and DHI, why I'm doing it at the DHI clinic in Greece, and Andrew's going to talk about some other things that you can do prior. But
yeah. I remember when I was in my early 20s, I would like get out of the shower and I would like go like that, and I would see, you know, starting to go there, and it would really bother the shit out of me. Now I see those pictures, those videos, pictures, I'm like, man, that bothered me back then. And
have you ever thought of doing your hair, Andrew?
I did, but so I guess when I was about 30, I started to take Propecia.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, then hair transplant was...
But sorry, Andrew, wait. Propecia lowers your testosterone.
It blocks the conversion of testosterone to dihydroxytestosterone.
Okay, so I don't like that either, right?
Yeah.
Because I heard a comedian do that. I watched Jim Jefferies. He's like, so either you take Propecia and you don't want to have, you're not in the mood and you can't do it, or you have no hair and nobody wants to do you. You're screwed either way. And I found that funny because I remember we talked about it.
There are a slight number of people who have a low libido, low sex drive from it. It's a medication you use for the prostate and use at a higher dose. 5 milligrams a day is for the prostate and 1 milligram so is used for the hair growth. So it is a risk. And I kind of said to myself, you know, I don't know how old I was, 30, 31. I'm like, am I going to do this for the next 20 years or whatever? It just doesn't make sense. I don't want to take the risk or whatever. I just said, you know what? Screw it. My hair will fall out and so be it. So I stopped taking. I took it maybe for a half a year. And, you know, then the hair transplants, well, I know, you know, just a little bit after this, we're going to talk about the different types of hair transplants. But back then, they had those hair transplants where, you know, people would look like they had, you know, someone went with a, you know, a pot and, and dirt and was putting in plants.
So, Andrew, that's so funny.
So
because I've seen some of the bad hair transplants when I was doing my research, and look, somebody planted like a tree in there.
Somebody I knew at the time had it, and I don't know the details, but I don't think he was happy, and he ended up just shaving his head. You know, he just went bald from that on, and he had some scars from it. But
I kind of said to myself, right, when I did my research, I'm like, what's the worst thing that could happen? How bad could it be? I shaved my head, but. I mean, technology's changed and the way the methods have changed, so I feel pretty safe with it.
And the medications that exist are not, they're not amazing. You know, you have minoxidil, which is a drops or a cream, and Propecia.
But those are to prevent.
PRP.
They're not going to...
Well, so most of the studies show that a large percent of people taking, and this is either minoxidil or Rogaine, Propecia or finasteride or even PRP injections, you know, it does help maintain your hair that you have. And there is a small percentage, depend on the study, depend on which one we're talking about, let's say 10 to 15% who get significant hair growth. I mean, I remember giving a guy Proscar for his prostate, and this guy was bald like me, and he came back a year later for his follow-up, and he had hair, like he had hair. So that's not the common thing, but it was like, wow. And he started going for the first time in 20, because a guy was, 75 for the first time in 25 years, he was going to the barber to get his hair cut. So it does work in a small percentage of people, and in a larger percentage of people, it maintains what they already have. It prevents loss. But, you know, you got to take these medications for life. There can be some side effects, as we mentioned. So as hair transplants gets better and better, it's
I was debating whether I do it or not, and I got contacted by a company in Turkey to do it, and I did my research, and I had some red flags right off the bat from everything told.
You'll finish the story in a sec. How did Turkey become the center of the world for this?
You know what? Definitely the cost is cheaper than anywhere right. else, right?
Obviously. So how much would this have cost in Turkey?
I think around $3,000.
And the same thing in Montreal, 20?
In Montreal, I know somebody that did it. It's
$25,000.
Now, is it exactly the same thing? Is it exactly... The procedure is the same from what I know.
Mm.
It's FUE.
Well, everybody I know who I've had a lot of patients who've come back from Turkey, whatever, they do look great. I mean, it's not, these are real...
Yeah, you hear good stories. I also, when I did my research, I heard horror stories as well. Just like anything. But then you're like, you're still like in a foreign country and you're like, you're still not sure, like, what do you do? Because you do hear these stories, right. even though they're known to. But when I, after doing my research, I found that this company in Greece and called DHI, and I wanted to meet with them. And what was interesting, I met the whole team, mm-hmm. the doctor, everybody who was going to be there. They took so much time to explain me everything. It wasn't just like a quick call with somebody I didn't see, a doctor explained to me, they send me videos. I wanted to feel very secure and very safe before I did it. I said, you know what?
So this is a clinic in Greece?
In Athens, Greece, yeah.
And
they do DHI, which is direct hair implant, because
that's the...
Yeah, that's
next generation.
Yeah, that's next. Yes, from what my research, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a specialist. Maybe you know more than me, like based on the video. But I knew people who did FUE, and it looked so, felt like a much bigger surgery, where DHI feels a lot less invasive, and it's
both the recovery is quicker. Are a million times better what they used to be.
Yeah, 100%. We saw the one with the grafts. I could just imagine how they used to do it, right?
Yeah, and they take the old ones. They took a strip of hair from the back of your head, and they freeze it. They cut out this big chunk, then they squeeze your scalp back together to close it, and then they have this like astroturf. They have a little piece of grass, and they start plucking up the things and implanting them. There were people with good results, but there were people with not so good results.
See, like the DHI, and we're going to play the video actually, because I don't want to give people misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little podcast, so we have a video. So right now you guys could see the difference between the three treatments, because it's going to be much better explained than me. Mm-hmm. And, Andrew knows a bit about this, but, let's just play the video. You guys could watch it.
And when we talk about hair transplants, very few people know the difference between FUT, FUE, and DHI.
That was my challenge when I was trying to see the difference between all. And it was so confusing because I was like Googling stuff. I was looking at videos and I was getting mixed information from everywhere. So can you clarify that for people who are maybe on the fence between FUE, FUT, and DHI?
Before we go to FUT, FUE, DHI, I must tell you that when we first started DHI, or when Dr. Unger and all the American doctors started the hair transplantation 60 years ago, the first method was grafts, what they call punch grafts. And what they did then was actually FUE. The only difference with punch graft and FUE is that the punch graft was 3.5 to 4 millimeter diameter.
Okay.
Big grafts, huge grafts. So they were taking big grafts from the donor area and placed them in the recipient, but 3.5 to 4 millimeters diameter. Then the industry moved to the strip, removing piece of scalp, as you know, and then stitch together and then divide into grafts. And then they moved to FUE, and now we're at direct hair implantation. So that's briefly the history of hair, of medical hair restoration. So if you ask what the difference between FUT, FUE, that's very simple. FUT, they remove a piece of scalp and they sew together, which should be legal in my opinion. And then FUE is the 1 to 1.2 millimeter grafts removed. Then they divide it under microscope. Then in the recipient area, we make holes, and then they place them with forceps. So the placement on FUE is the same as FUT. Okay. So what's DHI different? DHI extracts with a very precise extraction system, single use instruments. They take them precisely after organizing the pattern, and they place them immediately on the DHI implanter, which places them in the recipient without holes or forceps. So it's a direct method, less time outside the body, over 90% survival, where the average method is 65% survival. Total control of direction, angle, and density. And that makes it superbly different than any other method. That is why around the world now, they copy DHI. They say we're DHI. If you look around, they all use the name DHI. Even in America, they use the name DHI.
It's interesting because when I was approached by a company in Turkey, that's what they told me. They told me they do the DHI method, which, I mean, when you don't know, you don't know. So you take it for what they say. And I mean, it's interesting because if, you know, when you start Googling and you start doing research, you don't know what is the difference. I mean, what is a real DHI method versus someone who claims it to be? So that could be very confusing. And we have a new.
So, Andrew, what did you think of this?
I mean, that looks incredible.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they're showing some of the befores and afters and the success stories. I imagine they have, you know, hundreds and thousands more, but it looks perfect.
Yeah. When I did my research and I really took the time to look at all these different companies and look at the right method. And it's so confusing because when you start looking people online, there's so much information, misinformation, and, you know, and
now this clinic, they do a lot of international, like the Turkish centers, they do a lot of international patients. They have people from all over the world.
In Athens, DHI, yeah, they take people all around the world, you know.
But I think people have to know that because they see the before and after, like, wow, you know, I'll go take a trip to Greece and I'll come back looking like, a troll doll with a head of hair. But it's a commitment. I mean,
you told me it's a commitment, yeah.
The procedure is a day long, no?
From what I know, I'm going to do 2 days.
Yeah.
5 hours.
Okay.
But unlike FUE and FUT, it's a lot less invasive. So the recovery's quicker. He goes, you'll get up. You're going to be fine. You can, you know, go on with your day. I just have to for a couple of weeks. I'm not going to train, not do anything excessive.
But what people don't know is you lose all of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I lose all of it. I knew you're going to, like, it's going to take a year to get the full effect of it.
Right, right. But I think what you see, a lot of it falls out and you end up looking bald again or whatever. But the follicles are there.
Yeah.
And then those start to grow exactly.
Because then I had questions like, is my hair going to be dark? No, it's going to be gray, you know? Right. And then I had friends of mine asking stupid questions like, bro, if you take my hair and it's curly, you're going to have curly hair. And they're like, no, it's not, it's going to reject it, you know?
They're not taking your pubic hair.
Yeah. Stupid friends had that joke too. Yeah,
for sure. I once ordered something from one of these, you know, you get all these advertisements. It was called Red Laser.
Okay.
It was like a space helmet.
Okay.
This red light. And so every night I would put on this huge helmet and
You ordered it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I ordered it because we were doing the PRP in the office.
Okay.
And we were looking at different treatments we were going to maybe offer or maybe in conjunction. And I wore it every night. I think it was a timer on it for 25 minutes. I sat there looking like the space Martian and I wore it for months and months. And it was
supposed to be for hair.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't work.
But you know what, Andrew? And I think it's an interesting question because we've talked about it. Is it your higher level of testosterone, the less hair you have?
It's not that simple.
Okay.
It's not that simple because it has to do with DHT.
And, you know, you can't measure one of these things and say, well, you're going to be good, you're going to be bad. But it's the DHT. So that's why when men take testosterone, they do, one of the side effects is they can lose hair.
Okay.
Because there's
except
more
for my cousin
testosterone being converted to DHT. Yeah. And more DHT leads to hair loss, and the Propecia blocks that enzyme.
Okay.
So you end up having still good levels of T, but no DHT, which is much more potent, but it's potent in different ways, which is why it affects the hair more than just testosterone does.
So it's not related in terms of hair loss and like
no, levels but, of no, t- but it is a side effect for some men who take testosterone replacement therapy, for sure. So, you know, I know some men like to believe if they're bald like me, they have lots of testosterone and they're more
high testosterone strong.
Yeah.
You, it doesn't bother you, Andrew, the no hair? I guess, like we talked about it.
You know what? The best thing I did that took me a long time to get to this point was to shave it.
Shave it, yeah.
Or not shave it, but to cut it really, you know, grow a beard as a distraction.
Yeah.
And
but it looks good. You know what? And it's we talk about men's aesthetics, right? And more men are... I was against it. Like, I mean, I always believed in, you know, growing old the way you're supposed to. And I've never done anything on me. But now I was like, you know what? I'm like, I mean, it doesn't make less of me for wanting to do it. Because that's what I thought.
I get the whole growing old gracefully thing. But who the hell wants to grow? Who the hell wants to look in the mirror and see a guy that looks much older than you feel?
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Like, I feel great, I feel strong, but I know that when the hair is gone, I look older. Yeah. Even though the gray is there, which I'm not planning to color, but at least I'm like, either I go gray or either I go dark, but not both.
Yeah. You know, my friend Kenny, he's gray, like white gray. And we did the PRP on him, and the hair that started to grow was black.
No
and it
way.
Happened to another woman that we did it on. Like dark black, it was funny.
So it's gonna grow back. That's because that's what the PRP.
Yeah, the PRP sort of feeds in a way the follicles. Okay. You know, it's not gonna. Well, you don't have any follicles. Yeah. It's not gonna do anything.
Okay.
You need to have the follicles there because nothing grows hair but follicles, hair follicles. So
it's interesting. We keep talking about PRP and how much stuff it does. You know.
Yeah.
But the men's aesthetics business is there's so much stuff. And I think more men are being aware of taking care of themselves, like doing, I mean, Botox and stuff like that. Again,
it's interesting because you do have more men in, you know, aware of aesthetics and working out and training and testosterone and peptide therapy and vitamins. Yet obesity is at an all-time high.
I know, it's crazy when you think about it,
So you just have a divergence of where people go.
That's true.
You know, you either let it all go and you know, you live off Big Macs, or the other side is these guys who look better when they're 55 than they did when they're 25. Yeah.
I guess when you hit a certain age, like for me, I'm going to be 47, and it's crazy what I'm going to say, Andrew. I say to myself, I have a good 30 more years left. And what I mean by that, I have another good 30 strong years, right? Mm-hmm. If I live till 80 where I could still climb mountains and do everything after 80, do I have the energy or am I going to want to do some of the stuff that I do? Probably not. So I'm like, I'm going to give it my last hurrah, give it everything I have, eat healthy, exercise, take care of myself more than before. Even I even bought skin, like cream for skin, to put like night and stuff, which I never used to do before. So I'm like...
I've done Botox. I moisturize.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I should see. I got a lot of wrinkles.
Yeah, I haven't done it in about a year, but I kind of.
But where do you draw the line?
Wherever you want.
It's true. Wherever you want.
Yeah.
You know, whatever is like.
Yeah, but if you, I'll make you a deal. If you stay strong and whatever, and go to your 80, you know, physically and healthy, I'll make sure you have good erections until your 80s.
He's gonna put me with TRT, PRP. I'm gonna be like this. Yeah. I'm gonna be your new case study, 80 years old. Guys, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If I have the balls to talk about it, check out DHI Clinic in Athens, Greece. If you guys have any comments, any questions, you could write to me personally. And remember,
have the hairy balls to talk about it. It's amazing because we want more hair on our head and less hair on our balls.
Yeah.